sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. If man alone of all Earth's inhabitants has the power to imagine, is it a blessing or a curse? Without his imagination, of course, man couldn't plan and build. But imagination is what runs wild when we face the unknown. Tonight, you'll meet the family of Clayton McKenzie, whose fear of the unknown is made more profound because they've learned through bitter experience that what they don't know can kill them. For the McKenzies are fugitives, trying to outrun the hand of death. In just a minute, we join these four desperate people, huddled in a crude shelter in the midst of a wilderness, as crisis brings you a suspense-laden story called The Thing in the Woods. Act One, in just a moment. In the darkness before dawn, four figures lie huddled together beneath a tattered animal skin at the verge of a thickly wooded hillside. A rude lean-to of sticks and branches only partially covers them, and a chill springtime wind brings bits of dirt blowing up the hill across them. Meet the McKenzies. Locale, wherever they can hide. Full-time occupation, survival.
What is it? Mary, Graham, hey, wake up.
I'm awake. Been hearing him quite a while.
Oh, what's the matter, Clay?
I don't know. He just woke up, heard him barking.
Might be he's just barking at a rabbit or something.
No, there was something else.
You hear what it was?
No, but he don't carry on like that unless he's got good reason to.
Well, I'll go see what it is.
How do you feel? You still feel dizzy?
Oh, I'll be all right. You just lay still. Don't wake Susie. Hey, I'm leaving you the gun.
Beats me how he can see anything in this forest in the middle of the night.
Poor Clay. He's starving to death.
Well, I keep telling him, take my portion. No use my going on, getting older and older.
Graham.
One of these days I'll die anyway. And it'll be easier on the three of you then.
I wish you wouldn't talk that way.
Well, don't do any good talking anyways. I just wonder at it. Every morning when I wake up and I'm still alive, I wonder at it.
Maybe we better stay quiet and listen for Clay.
Yes.
Mom?
Susie, are you awake?
Did Mark come back?
No, dear. Mark didn't come back.
Oh, I guess I was dreaming. I heard Tim barking, and I thought Mark might come back.
You warm enough?
Here, give the child some of my cover.
It's all right, Graham.
You go on back to sleep, Susie. It's a long time before morning.
All right. Wake me if Mark comes back.
Poor thing is running a fever again.
Well, take my cover. I don't need it. Be a blessing if I could just take cold and die.
Oh, I wish to heaven you wouldn't keep on saying those things.
Yes, I get on everybody's nerves. Oh, you could have been far away by now if you hadn't had to drag me along.
Shh, shh, listen. Tip, stop barking. Must be Clay's gotten to wherever Tippy is. He's coming back.
How do we know it's Clay?
Shh. Listen for a signal. It's all right. It's Clay.
All right. Now you lay down, boy. Lay down.
What was it?
I don't know. I couldn't see anything. He didn't want to leave that little clearing out there. Yeah, first thing in the morning, I'll see what there is to see.
Do you think it could have been a bear?
I don't know. I guess this is the time of the year they come out of hibernation. I almost hope it is.
Clayton McKenzie, you lost your mind.
No, Mother. We could eat bear meat.
Ah, if he don't eat us first.
All right, family. Breakfast. Give me your cup, please. Now, drink that while it's hot.
Is it more berry tea?
Yes. Give me your cup, Mother. All right. And Clay? I think there'll be more berry bushes ripening real soon.
Yeah. I'll set out some more snares today. Get us another rabbit if I can.
Can we say grace? You this time, Gram.
Your mother says it better than I do, honey.
Clay, do you mind?
No, I suppose not.
Well, somebody say it. The bugs will be in the soup before we can get to it.
Dear God, thank you for sparing us again. We're grateful to have our lives.
Hmm.
And we're grateful to be together. Oh, God, please let us find Mark somehow.
All right, amen, amen. Drink that stuff now.
It doesn't really hurt to bring that much civilization into the woods with us, does it? I mean, we used to say table grace.
It's civilization that drove us out here. Now, I'm not too keen on civilization. Far as I see, it's a failure.
Is that Tip?
Yeah. Sounds like he's back down by the clearing again. Well, I've got to go back on down there.
Finish your tea, Clay. You're starving.
Now, there's something down there, sure as the world. Give me the gun this time.
Here. Be careful.
Yeah, I will.
Last night, I dreamed Mark had come back.
I know, dear.
I guess so I don't cry about him anymore because I really believe he's all right. Only he just can't find our family, that's all.
That's what I believe, too.
Honest?
Honest.
Mom, what's civilization?
Civilization? Well, that's where there are lots of people and they organize themselves. And everyone has his own work to do. And there are schools and universities.
Where they read books.
That's right.
Like we have.
Yes. Books like the ones we have.
Then why does Daddy hate civilization?
Because part of civilization went wrong, Susie.
Got uncivilized.
Is that why we've always lived like we do?
Yes, dear.
Mary. Mary. Get the fire out.
What's the matter, Clay?
Get the fire out. No, use dirt, not water. Don't make any smoke.
What's the matter, Daddy?
They found us.
What?
I went down the clearing and... there in the middle of it, there's this thing.
What?
I don't know what. I never saw it before. I know this. It wasn't there yesterday.
Again, Daddy?
Afraid we do, Susie.
But why? Because of the thing?
Mary, explain it to her again. I'll get our stuff together.
Susie, this isn't the first time we've moved.
I know, but I like it here. There's a brook and we catch fish and squirrels.
We'll find another brook.
Where do we have to go?
I don't know, honey.
Deeper into the woods, I expect. Safer in there.
But it's dark in the woods all the time. Why can't we stay in the light?
All right. Now listen to me, Susie. How old are you?
12.
All right. Now, where's the first place you remember in all your life, huh?
The first place? A forest.
That's right. You were born in a forest. We live in forests. We're forest people, Susie. We can be safe in the woods.
Safe from what?
From the bad people.
Oh.
You remember my telling you all about the big war, don't you, honey? When your daddy here was just a little older than you are now, there was a big war. And fire dropped right out of the sky and killed most everybody.
Except my family.
Well, it took your grandpa. All my brothers and sisters. Well, anyway, we got away from the burning cities. Just your daddy and me. And we got into the hills. And we hid. And they sent big planes through the sky. And they had loud voices calling for survivors to come out. But we hid ourselves good.
And then you met Mommy.
Well, not for a time. But yes, one day we found your Mommy and she joined us. And when they were old enough, They got married.
Tell me about Mark again.
Listen, we got work to do.
Please?
Mary, will you roll up the blankets, Graham? Take food.
You want me to take the fish? It's beginning to smell.
No. Well, we ought to smoke it. Can't risk the chance of making smoke. All right. Bury it. There's someone out there.
Please, tell me about Mark again. Just once.
You know about Mark. He's your brother. And when he was 15, you were 8, he got lost.
But he'll come back.
I truly believe he will, dear. Now, let's help Daddy. We have to hurry.
Daddy, what is this thing we're running away from?
I don't know, Susie. It's something that came to the clearing just since yesterday, and it don't belong there. Well, no more questions. We got to get moving. Look, it's too dark to go any further. Let's stop.
Oh, the ground is so soft under these trees. I want to sleep right here.
How are you doing, Graham?
I'm fine, Mary. Fine.
Can we eat before we sleep?
How much we got?
Just the pine nuts. In the morning, I'll find some grubs in the bark. There's bound to be some clay.
How about water?
Just 3 jars left.
Well, there'll be a stream down one of those draws. In the morning, I'll go down one of the woods and have a look.
Oh, it's cold. Are you cold, Susie?
Uh-huh.
Do you suppose we could have a fire tonight? Just a little one?
I don't know. What do you think, Graham?
Well, we've survived this long because nobody knows about us. You build a fire, you attract attention.
Yeah.
But we're in a thick forest. Well, just a little fire. Please, Clay.
Yes, it wouldn't hurt.
All right. Good luck to all of us.
Susie, you'll see if you can feel any dry twigs around the ground. I'll break off some dead tree limbs.
Ah, heat. Oh, look. Susie's asleep and old Tip's curled up right beside her.
Hmm. History always repeats itself, doesn't it?
Why do you say that?
We're like the caveman. That thought's occurred to me over and over for years. We don't talk unless we have to. Spend all our time just trying to stay alive. And our most modern convenience is fire.
But we have the books. The cavemen didn't have them.
And you and me. We met in a smoking, blasted forest. Maybe the last two people who still had their freedom. What right did we have to bring two more children into the world?
It's a fine time to be thinking about that.
You awake, Graham?
Yes, I'm awake. You two thinking you're Adam and Eve?
No, Graham, we didn't think that.
Hmm. Eve was lucky, wasn't she? She didn't have a mother-in-law.
What's that?
They found us, that's what.
What is it, Daddy? What is it?
It's an airplane. I'll never forget that sound.
Or something worse. They must have invented something worse than airplanes by now. Yes, they got a bead on us now. But no, you have to have your fire, didn't you? Well, now we'll be getting more fire than we bargained for. You wait and see.
Daddy, look!
What?
Where's Tippy going?
He's after something out there in the woods.
Tippy, come back! Come back! I don't want Tippy to get lost, too.
Susie! Come back here. Susie! You don't know what's out there!
I won't argue with you. It is your fault. You had to have a fire. And, of course, big, dumb Clay can't say no to you about anything. From having a fire to having children.
We lost Susie. That ain't gonna bring her back.
You may as well relax.
What?
Relax. If she's able to come back, she'll come back. She can see the fire as easy as they can. Only they won't let her come back any more than they'll let Mark come back.
Oh, do you think they've got them both?
Of course they have.
You don't know that.
Mark was a smart, strong boy, and he knew his way in the woods. If he could have come back, he would have. And so would Susie.
Oh, no. No, I won't let them take Susie.
No. As soon as sun up, I'll go find her. Besides, the Tippy's with her. I'll find them, I promise. As soon as sun up.
Clay, where are you going?
Going after Susie.
You're a fool, boy. Don't you know that?
Call me anything you want.
You think you're really going to find her out there?
I have to try.
Why?
Why? She's my daughter.
You know as well as I do what's happened. They've taken her.
Well, I have to find her.
And they're waiting out there to take you.
They won't get me.
You don't know whether they will or whether they won't.
Well, neither do you.
Clay, listen to me, boy. I remember the war a lot better than you do. They came down out of the sky. There was no land army, no soldiers marching. They killed from the sky. They have machines that do their killing for them. That was so long ago. Don't you imagine they have even more machines now?
I don't care what you say. I'm going out there.
All right. Mark went. Susie went. The dog went. And when you don't come back, little Mary and I will pick up and struggle on by ourselves.
I'll be back.
Go ahead.
I'll be back, I tell you. All there is out there is...
Why, you don't know, do you? But you saw one machine they dropped in the clearing way back days ago. Now there's a thing in the woods. That plane dropped it last night. Don't you see, boy? They know we're still alive, and they want to kill us. All of us. They know they missed us in the war, and they want to be sure they get us.
You think they killed Susie and Mark?
What does it look like to you,
Clay? Clay, I've been listening. She's right. You can't help them now. You'll just get yourself killed.
Listen.
It's Tippy.
Mine. Daddy.
Oh, thank God. Where have you been, darling?
Are you all right, Susie?
I'm okay. We got lost after I saw the thing.
You saw the thing? What thing?
The thing in the woods. Daddy, it's shiny and hard like a tin cup that we drink out of. And it's big.
Susie, look. Did you touch it?
No. I was scared to get too near.
Susie, honey, tell your grandma. Was this thing round like this and tall?
Yes. What was it, Gran?
Those demons. Clayton McKenzie, get us away from here before they wipe this forest off the map.
Listen. You listen to your grandma, Susie. She knows what she's talking about. Remember now, she was in a war.
They know we're here. They'll be dropping those things everywhere till they know we're dead. Come on, before they explode.
Report on final sweep. Sector 12. Subject, refugees. Refuse the two-way radio we dropped in the clearing on Wednesday. And they haven't touched the food we dropped in the forest where they camped last night. I realize there are too many other survivors we must try to save. Recommend we abandon Sector 12. Lieutenant Mark McKenzie, out.
Who is to say whether this incredible mortal faculty, the imagination, is our benefactor or our executioner? The thing in the woods. was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French. We are indebted, as always, to our cast for bringing the words to life. Tonight, the players were Jim Kelly as Clay, Medora Moberg as Graham, Pat French as Mary, Shelley Knopp as Susie, and John Judkins as Lieutenant Mark McKenzie.